Aber hat schon gelassen, der PC in der Chaie Belachas. Somebody captures Chalosin, Chalosin, that's what they call it, fish, or you call it insect, doesn't make any difference. But it's called a dog, because dog in Russian Kedesh does not mean the same thing as fish in English. You see, dog in Russian Kedesh means any creature in the water. So it's true, I mean, scientifically, chalosin is an insect, it's not a fish. But that has no bearing. So atzot chalosin vapeitzei. Now, the chalosin, the blood of the chalosin is used as a dye for trellis. So if somebody captures the chalosin and then he crushes it, squeezes out the blood, and the purpose is to be used as a dye stuff. So in Chayolachas, Michachas, Mitzatzei, Reb Yudeimei, Chayev Stein, Shehoi Reb Yudeimei, Psiye Bechol Dish, Tuchatois is Chayev. One for Tzede, and the other one, Dishe. What is Dishe? The Av of Dishe consists in removing the seeds of grain from the teven, from the straw. So here too, he separates the blood from the halose. So it's a total of dish. And even though it's not a dolikarke, a fish is certainly not a dolikarke, because it's sustained by the dolikarke. But a fish, so it's not sustained even by the dolikarke. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that yesh dishe shaloi v'yoykav. Omule im psi v'chol dishe. Oma rove maitam v'rabonon. Kosavre im disho el v'gidulikav. Rashi. Ha-pei tzidich k'b'yodo she'i tzidome. Nechai v'l'achas m'shum tzede avu ha-psi elek v'chiyuv. Now the Gemara is a kash, so the kash is directed against the Tanekame and against Rabbi, because Tanekame says one chatos, tzeid, and Rabbi says two chatois, tzeid and dish, but there should be, according to Tanekame, two chatois, Tzeide and Itoas Nishom, and the current Rabbi Yehuda, three chatois, Tzeide, Dish, and Itoas Nishom. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, she potzimes, some male that is known in Itoas Nishom. Rob Omer, a few things, she potzichai. But you ask, if he crushes the chalozin while it's still living, and thereby he kills the chalozin, so he should be chayv mishutos nishome. The answer is misasik weitzel mitzilas nishome. Is misasik. V'abai v'roved amot havaye meil rabshim im psikrei yishev liyomus shano hoche dechamod iz b'nishome tfei nichale keheichad litzel tzil. So the Gemara says, so Teisves points out that when the Gemara says Misasik, the Gemara doesn't mean Misasik of Shabbos that is deduced from Malachas Machshabbos, but the Gemara means Misasik Doroshin Mischab V'inkoater Kule. That certainly applies to Chabura too, Misasik of Shabbos. So then the Gemara in Krisa says Hanachlo Litinekes, hoil misasik b'chabur Shabbos, so misasik b'chabur is also chayev. Misasik b'chabur chayev, so misasik b'chabur, b'kalko b'chabur chayev, so misasik b'chabur is also chayev. Where do we have the Gezeras HaKosuv that b'kalko b'chabur is chayev, the Gezeras HaKosuv that mile b'zman is derech Shabbos? So, without the Gzeras HaKosuv, we wouldn't be allowed to be mal אין מילה שלו בזמנו, so באמס, we're not allowed to be more. But if מקלקו וחבו is פותר, so מילה doesn't even involve any מלוכה דרייס, is מקלקו. He's Nikalkil. So it's a raya here in Eritrea Sakosuf. Rav Shimon says that Nikalkil Habu is chay. And Rav Yude says, no, Mila is not Nikalkil, it's Misakein, Tikkun Gavra, Tikkun Mitzvah. And Rav Shimon holds Tikkun Gavra, Tikkun Mitzvah is no Tikkun. Anyway, there is Eritrea Sakosuf that Nikalkil Habu is chay. And generally, Mikalkel is poter because of the Xerzakos from Lechas Machsheves. Since by Chapuro, Mikalkel is chayev, that means the Xerzakos from Lechas Machsheves doesn't apply to Mikalkel. So, I'm sorry, does the doubt of the Xerzakos from Lechas Machsheves that Mikalkel is poter doesn't apply to Chabure. So Meile, the Xerzakosuf, the special Misasik, is Potaba Shabbos, who is Ebn Nachagusecheike, Leika Ben Yishocho, so Shabbos is Potter, so it doesn't apply to Chabure. Mashein Kein, here the Gemara doesn't mean the Misasik of Shabbos, but the Gemara means the Misasik of Dorosh and Mishavein, Alibit Reb Shimon and Kolatere Kule. So that has nothing to do with the Gzeres HaKosuf of Melechas Machsheves. That applies to Chabur also. That's what Teisa says. Hai Misasik, Misasik Tzul Nishome, Hai Misasik Lavdav. The Misasik Chabur Chai V'Rab Shimon, Don B'Siv Pirik Sofikocho, Hanachot Nekes, Mekab Chabur Chai, Misasik Namer Chai. Hanachot Nekes means he had two Tenekes. One Tineik was Shabbos in Mila Bismano. One Tineik, so, was Shaloi Bismano. So he was allowed to be Mal the Tineik that was Bismano. But he made a mistake, so he was Mal the Tineik that was Shaloi Bismano. So Machlekes, a blazer of Yeshua, whether he's Chai V'chatos or not, so Woman Doma says he's Potter. Why? Because Tobidwa mitzvah, was a mitzvah is potter. But otherwise, he certainly would be chayev. He certainly would be chayev. The question is, but it's misasik. So the Gemara says, hanachle tenekes. What kind of melocha was done here in Chabure? So, hoil, mikalk b'chabure chayev. We have exeris akosel that mikalkil. We generally is potter because of melechas machsheves. So here is chayev. So Misasik, who generally is poter, he doesn't apply to Chabura either. But here it means Lechashinon, Vitaime, Kiyal Beirik, Mislu Mishchamile, Michom Kal Chabura Chai, Lechashinon, Lechas Machsheves, Im Kalkot Alme, Limifta, El Mishum Lechas Machsheves, Gidom Vesit Parakam El Gige, Misasik Roche, so how does the Gemara say here, Ligabi Nitilas Nishome, after all, Tesis Lishitose, that according to the Rambam there is no kashe because Chabura is a tolder of Dosh, it's not a tolder of it was a Shome, but Tesis Lishitose, and there's a sheet of Moses Rashenim, that Chabura is Chayim and told it was a Shome. So if we have Xerus HaKosuf Lechumre, that in the tolder Misasik Mikalkel is Chayev. So certainly the Av should have that Chumre. So, but the answer is, Umisasi Hoche, Haine Dovoshim is Chabm, Kindim is Chabm Klaum Loche, Mutrafil Chabure, Afalpi, Gloiboim Lech Machsheves, Mikolis Mishbetio, Rishayabim Lech Machsheves, Fishorim is Chabim Kidoma. So then he certainly put up. only a little bit of Yudah, the Dovashem is having his Osea. So then we can consider, so bin Kalki Aloha Keman, but a little bit of Rabshimen, the Dovashem is having his Mutan Kalata Kule, then it's not even to be considered, so it's a Pshites that is Potter. So even though it's an union of Chabure, so we see that the general, I mean, they said of a portrait, why shouldn't the general din of Dovashim Yishavim that applies to Nozer, applies to all Isur, to Klein, applies to all Isur Eteo, why shouldn't it apply to Chabure? So, Mashba, the Aloha Kepshim Dovashim Yishavim, Sulek Lissukim Kalkil, Dafim Kalkil Chabure Chayel, Kim Yishavim Muta. Anyway, we see the Teisve says that when the Gemara says, when Chove says, Afu Teime Shepotzechai, Misasiku Yitzutos Nishome, the Gemara doesn't mean the Shabbos din of Misasik, but the Gemara has reference to the Kolatire Kule din of Dovashim Yishavim Yitzmuta. That, yes? What? You mean according to the Teisve Shriazokim? In Chanami, that's right. According to the Teisve Shriazokim, it should follow that according to Rav Shimon, by Chabure, Kelachayad, he will be Chayav. In Chanam, yes. Same thing like Misas, in Chanam. And then according to the Rashbam, in Bolobasche, Dafnun Hei, that the reason is why Chotzi Shio is Potter B'Shabes. Dafnun Hei in Bolobasche, because of Nachna Shabes, so you should follow that, well, there is no such a thing as Chotzi Shio by Chabura. Either you are Mitzidam or you are not Mitzidam, there is no such thing. There is no shear. How many drops? Doesn't matter. Even the smallest droplet of blood, so it's high. But suppose you could find such a case. Suppose you could. So then it wouldn't apply. That's right. This wouldn't apply.
That's a different case.
All right. Now, so this is Tesis Shai, but let's look into the Rash. Let's look into the Rash. Hapei tzidich kim yodav shei tzidomit. In the chai v'lachas mishum tzidah lab tzirek echiyuv. Bichlal dishe shemi farig domi imenu. Kim farig tzvu emikashin shalom. Misasik hui tzol tos nishome. So it's there. Rashi is explicitly not like Teisves. Not the Kolatzer Kula Dikedin of Rosh Mishavi, but the Melech Machsheves Dikedin. V'chi Meide, oh no, that's V'lehavim Melech Machsheves in Mishavi Shiyomus. So then the Kashi is according to Rashi. How does the Gemara say? How does Rabbi say Misasik with Tlus Nishome? But Hanachlo v'chabure hoil u'mikalkeil v'chabure chayev. Misasik v'chabure is chayev. But with the so here too, how can Rabbi say Misasik with Tlus Nishome? But it's Misasik v'chabure. It's not chabure here, it's in Tlus Nishome. But what is this story? That the Torah cannot be more homo, than the Av. If Ligabi the Torah, there is a special chumra exerts akosuf, the din of Mikalkel does not Av Misasik doesn't apply. So Mimele Ligabe Diav, certainly the Ptur of Misasik, the Shabbos Dikadin of Misasik, doesn't apply. So what is Rashi? Apparently, I mean, there is no other alternative. We cannot say that Rashi agrees with the Rambam, because Rashi in Shmini Shrotzim says Befeiresh, not like the Rambam. According to the Rambam, there is no Kashi, because the Xerzakosuf is Bechabur, and Chabur is the Tod of Dosh. So then Dosh should not be subject to the Ptur of Mishabel Dikadin of Misasik. But the Rashi in Yashmina Shrotzin says explicitly that this is told of in Tlas Nishon, the first Mishnah in Yashmina Shrotzin. So obviously Rashi Shiti is that no Hechach, because Tolde is not like Meinav. Meinav, so is it smaller? It's not, because Meinav means Mamish, they say, Dimyungom, Stimyungom. So what is true, if there is a certain Gersakosuf in respect to the Av, is certainly applies to Meinav. If there is a Gersakosuf in respect to Meinav, so it applies to Mav. But Tolde is not Yisroel, it's a special Gersakosuf, because Tolde essentially involves only Dimyan Ksas. So how could it be Chayev for the same Av? Because of the Zersakosuf was Achas Meino. Heino Oves Meino Toldes. So there is Aloche, that if there is Ksas Dimyan, so then it takes effect as a Tolde. But it's a special Aloch. You see, according to Rabbi Lezer, so it's Mechayev Atolde Mokem Av. We don't pass like Rabbi Lezer. So we pass like Rabbonon. So, what does it mean? Since the Tolde is logically derived from the Ma'av, so Mele, there cannot be two Chatois. But Rabbonon also made the Tolde is a special Aloche. So Mele, that girls are Kosov, that Mikalkel B'chaburo is Chayev, Misasek B'chaburo is Chayev, applies only to this Tolde. And you cannot say, what's this for? After all, how can a Tolde be more humble than the Av? It's not on the basis of Svor at all. It's a Vyosa Kosov, Vyosa Achas Meino. If it had been Meina, then we could argue on the basis of it. But since it's not Meinav, it's Aloch of Tolde, so the general din is that Misasik is Potter. But the general din by Shabbos is that Misasik is Potter. But we have a special Zerosakos. So Rashi holds, Ein Lucho Boi Elucho Dushi. That's all. We cannot argue on the basis of Svar. Say, and the Zosakosuf applies to the Tolde, Chabura, the Tolde, not to the Avon, to the Shame. So you ask, it's not reasonable, it doesn't have to be reasonable. It's not on the basis of Svar. We have to say that in Rashi. There's no other way of explaining Rashi. Anyway, so we see there is a machlekes between Tesis and Rashi. Then the Gemara is the Kashe, V'abaye v'rove, d'amret havaye, neide rebshinen, b'psikreishe, v'loyomutz. Now you ask, isn't a raya from this Gemara's Kashe that like Tesis? No, it's no raya, because even according to Rashi, that here the Gemara means not the general din in Kolatir Kule of the Rosh Mitzchav, but the special din of Nisasik of Melachas Machsheves. But just as in Kolatir Kule, where generally any Mitzchave is no Maisaver, still in the case of Psikreishe, it's considered is Chayev. Why is it Chayev? Because it's considered Mitzchave. So Mele, it's not Nisasik. Because if it's Tzikreishi, it's not Nisasek. So the Gemara Gvir Teres, Shano Hoche, the Kame Diz, Be Nishome Tvei, Nichale, Keiche, the Litzel Tzivei. You have here the Rishayni in the Rambam, the Rashbo, no, you don't have. Yeah. Hang on. The Rashbo, yeah. But there is no Rashbo in this Gemara. Is there? Use it anyway. I don't think that on this Gemara there is a Rashbo. So, Shane, Shane, Shane auch hat Chamer dies, wenn ich schon mal zwei nicherliche Gewissen ziehe. Was ist der Pschad? So, Rashi hat sich so ein Pschad. Aber der Ramban, in many of the Shane Menschen, says that Yeish mi Forshin is im Lochash in Zerhulluf. Lochash in Zerhulluf. Now, in Teisves, all right, but let's see how does Rashi explain it. Let's see how Rashi explained it. Now, the Oruch, that's one of the rayas of the Oruch. There are a number of Gemores that the Oruch mentions the raya to his aloche. The Tzikresh of Lich Besle is Muta. Lich Besle. So one of the rayas is this Gemore, because the Gemore says, Shana Hochem. The Chamod is bin Shoma Tzvei Nichalei Kechavesel Tzivei. So that means it's not the Tzikresh of Nichalei. Because on the contrary, he would prefer that the chalazon shouldn't be killed. So then the blood will be brighter, will have a brighter appearance. So it will be a better dye stuff. But he has to dye. He has to use it as a dye stuff. So better or inferior, but so he's doing it anyway. It's not a secretion in Nichalei. It's a creation of Loich, but there's the whole pshat. Let's see Rashi's pshat. Tzvei nichalei shedam achai tei midames v'chidin dichol atzim v'scham v'tereich v'shem v'shel yom v'yodei afu mei sen kano misasek v'chim mei d'arab shimim v'loich pesle im mischamei v'miu yichavune loim mechavei. So Rashi says Beferesh, on one hand, explicitly negative Doch, because Doch says that Psikreshel Yichpesle is Muter, so Doch Shit is Muter mit Midrabonot. And Rashi says, V'chimei Dereb Shimen, B'mided Lo Yichpesle, so is Chayev. So that means Rashi is Chilek and the Or he saw the psychreshel lichpesle. According to Rashi, there is no difference between psychreshel and nichalei and psychreshel lichpesle. So why is he poter here on the score of Dres Neshome? Here it's more than lichpesle. Here it's kosher. So in other words, here it's lichalei. So many of the Shanim, they use the expressions psychreshel and nichalei and psychreshel lichpesle interchangeably. Because according to them there is no nafkemine, so they use it interchangeably. But Rashi doesn't use it interchangeably, and the Miri doesn't use it interchangeably. The Miri says that there is a definite distinction between psikreshet l'yichpeslei and psikreshet l'yichalei. In other words, there are three situations. One situation is Psikreshe and Nichalei. For example, the classic example, Psikreshe, the Rambam says, the way the Rambam explains it, he's cutting off the head of a tzipeya. He wants to use it as a toy for his child. And then he killed the tzipeya. Then he says, no, what did I do? I didn't intend to kill it. I just intended to chop off the head. Died, okay, but that wasn't my intention. So that's a psikreshet. So that is a psikreshet in Nichalei, because he wants it to be used as a toy for the child. The child, if he didn't die, the tzipa didn't die, so then the child would feel annoyed many times. Imagine he has to manipulate with the head that he's still living. That he would get frightened. So even though he didn't intend to kill it, but he benefits from it. He benefits. The child enjoys it more, so it's psychiatric and michale. But be out of the chavre when somebody is still a shulshin. But someone is still a shulshin. Gimel and Aleph. So, the Gemara, the Mishnah says, in the Mishnah, Achilles Kolshu, Amnakish, Amkazim, Zari, Kolshu, Chai. Amlaki teach me, Sakim Kolshu, in Lesik, Vashal, Bishkal, Amlaki, Asodim, in Sakim Kolshu, in Bemuch, in Biagdi. Ton Rabon, Hatir Shulchen, in Zari, Zrodim, in Lachirik, Kregis, in Bemuch, in Biagdi, אם להסק את לבש לו בצקה לו, אם ליאפס זה קרק כלשהן, או תקולו לא יאפס זה קרק נינו, so he should always be חייב כלשהו. רב ורבי סלם תלעי באגם שם, when there is no יפוקק, הבאי אומר אפילו תאים ביסודי דלה באגם, so then there is יפוקק, so he should be חייב כלשהו, וחוגן למחב, when he is not מסחבן to be יאפס the son. והבאי ברובי דמת הווי מלב שמציקי של יומוס נצריך לקרובי בער עד החבר so again that's one of the morals of the all so it's a psikri she תלויך פסלי and taste it says here בער עד החבר פירי זה המלוכו שנצריך על יגופו because taste it she to hear דף קוף גימול is the psikri she תלויך פסלי is not different than psikri she לניח עליה insofar as the Loch of the Roshim Mishavim is concerned, so just as Psikreshe Michal is considered Mishavim, Psikreshe Lichpesle is also considered Mishavim. But here, because it goes according to Rav Shimon, that by Shabbos, the Loch of the Tzchil Gufo is brought there, and we pass like that. So it's because of Meloch HaShe'ino Tzchil Gufo. So here too, when the Gemara says, Kol kamo di chai, Kol kamo di izbini shomet vim yichalek yichalek yichal tzive, so according to all, it's based upon the fact that it's psikreshe lich peslei. And according to other shenim, who hold the psikreshe lich peslei is chayev, so the Rambam mentions that they explain it on the basis of melocho, shene tzricho legufo. How does Rashi explain it? Rashi doesn't explain it on the basis of Melochos and Tzchil Gufo. Rashi can't explain it on the basis of the Or Shite, because Rashi says here explicitly that Reb Shimon is made of Tzikresh Lichpeslei. But there is a distinction between Lichpeslei and Lichpeslei. So, Tzikresh Lichpeslei means he's indifferent, he doesn't care, like Bar Lechavra. He doesn't care, he's not such a big friend of his chaver. So male he doesn't care, he's indifferent. But he's not an enemy of his chaver either. So he's not upset about the fact that the Sodei Chavre as a result of his plucking out of the Ulshi becomes improved. He's not upset and he's not overjoyed. He's not overjoyed. So it's special here. Mashinkin here, it's not only that he's indifferent. It's more than that. He's upset about the fact because the blood that he squeezes out from the halozen is of inferior quality. But what can he do? He needs blood as a dye stuff to make chiles, so let it be inferior. What should he do? He has no other alternative. So according to Rashi, Reb Shimon is made a psikreshe lich peslei ischayev, but psikreshe lenichalei, well, it's kosher, then everybody is made a spota. Not only Reb Shimon, Reb Yudah also, because the kashe was directed not only against Tanikame. Alright, Tanikame agrees with Reb Shimon. But Reb Yudah is involved in that price. And he says he's only chayiv two chatois, not three chatois. Why not the third chatois? Because he's misasik. What kind of misasik is he? He's a psikreshe. The answer is, he's a psikreshe di loy nichale. So psikreshe di ichpeslei, lo ichpeslei, according to Rashi, is chayiv. Even according to Rav Shimon, but Zikreisha Eloi Nichale is Potter Ilma Olivet Rav Yudin, who says in Kolatere Kule, Dover Shem Yitzchav Nitzchayev, but by Shabbos, Zikreisha Eloi Nichale would be Potter. Why? Because not Lachas Machshavis. V'chi made Rav Shimon Mil Yichpes Lei Nitzchav, Umiu, Yichav Nulei Mechavim, but here it's more than Yichpes Lei. It's koshale, as the Miri explained it, and the Miri agrees with the cheating. Of course, because Rashi said it because of Lechus Machsheves, so it's miyuchad l'Shabbos. After all, the Gemara doesn't say Elo shano oche dichamo dizbi nishom etzvei nichale shano oche, and that's a klal that Rashi mentioned. Whenever the Gemara doesn't say Elo, it means that the original Teretz remains. If the Gemara says Elo, then Gemara is Chayza, gives another Teretz. So that means what the Gemara says at the end is explanatory of Rove, who says Misasiku. Since Rashi, explaining Rove's memory, said because of Lechus Machsheves, so the Maskon of the Gemara is also based upon Lechus Machsheves. So in other words, we have three pshotim rishim. Kol kama gizbe nishoma tvei nichal and keichet little tzivim. One pshat is that the Ramban mentions, that the Ritva mentions, or the Sharan mentions, many rishim because of Melocha Shnitzrel Gufo, and there is Mashmoyes of the Teisves in the Baramaschil, in the Baramaschil, Tvei Nichele, Keichel Leitzel Tzive, Pirishav, Agav, Apsik Reishe, the Meir of Shimen, Hocha Nifta, Mishum Yad Mlochesh, and Tzichel Gufo. So Mashmoyes Haloshin is that, like Teisves, Dafkuf Gimel, by Arad Echavra, because Mlochesh, and Tzichel Gufo. And that's the pshat for the Ramban mentions. Then the other pshat is by the Oruch, Psikrei Shal Yichbeslei. And then there is the pshat of Rashi, Psikrei Shal Yichbeslei is higher, but Psikrei Shal Nichalei, then it's a chisong in Lechus Machsheves, so by Shabbos is Potter. But in Kol HaTere Kule, there is no difference, according to Rashi, between Psikrei Shal Yichbeslei and Psikrei Shal Nichalei. Now,
is it
Upset? Upset does not consist in just lip service. If one says he's upset, well, many people say they are upset. They're not upset. But if he's ready to do something to prevent it, that means he's upset. Otherwise, he just echon mipel echon belev. So, this is what Rashi means. So, in other words, so we have Vishitas. Now, from Teisves di Baramas Lokechad Litzal Tzivei, Lecheris Mashma, that it's not on the basis of Dovashim Scham of Kolater Kule. But he says, Melochoshin Tzichel Gufo. Melochoshin Tzichel Gufo. So, the question is, why does Teisves say in that Teisves, the Bar Maschel, Nisasiku is Tirsi Shome, and the Maskon of Gemara is explanatory of this teres. It's not that the Maskon represents a different teres. It's ein Ach. So it's safe Masa Machshava Trilo when Rove said, Nisasiku is Tirsi Shome, because Kolkamo dies bin Shome Tvein Yechudu Tzibbe. And there Teisve says, Umisasik Drochan Yoshim Yishave. So, Teisves couldn't mean like Rashi, that because it's Nichalei, so then it's a Chisorum Lachas Machshavos. So then it's Hadre Kushali Duchte. So it's Hadre Kushali Duchte. So Anachloi Lechabure, Hoi Mikalkil Bechabure Chayiv, Misasi Bechabure Name Chayiv. So according to Teisves, we have to say, according to Teisves, Dibra Maskum Misasi Kushali Nishamot, we have to say that Gemara means by Misasik the Kolatir Kulitik Aloch of Dorashim Mishavim. Dorashim Mishavim. But here is Psikreche, but Kol Kamal Diz bin Shometri Michalei Kechelis Tzive. We have to explain it like the Och. Not like Rashi. Because according to Rashi, the Psikresha Liach Pesleh in Kolatere Kuli Yishayev, so even Psikresha Li Nichale in Kolatere Kuli Yishayev. But by Shabbos, there is a Kosovo of Melachas Mach Shabbos, so then Psikresha Li Nichale is a Chisong Melachas Mach Shabbos. But if it's because of Melachas Mach Shabbos, it shouldn't apply according to Teisves to Nitzulus Nishome. But in Rashi we said no, that the Gzalsakosuf applies only to the Tolda from Tulsi Shom of Chabur. But it is not like that. So there is a stira between the taste of Dibra Masl, Misasiku Eitzom Tulsi Shom, and the taste of Dibra Masl, Tvei Nichalei Yechalei Yitzel Tzire. Because from the taste of Dibra Masl, Misasiku Eitzom Tulsi Shom, it follows that when the Gemara, when Rove says Misasiku, he means not the Shabbos the Kedin of Misasik, not the Melechus Machshavos the Kegzeres HaKosov of Misasik, but he means the Kolater Kule the Kedin of Doroshim Mishave, and Mimeile, even though it's a Psikreishe, but as the Or says, Psikreishe de Leich Pesle, Psikreishe Leich Pesle, and then Teisves, in the at the bottom Teisves, says that it's because of Melacha Shein Tzricha Legufo.
But Gemara, originally when they said Misasik, point place to the Mendeina Makapim, Gemara didn't know it was a Psikresha. That was next to Gemara's Kasha.
Yeah,
but Gemara Kasha is a Psikresha.
But
so the answer to Gemara is not a Psikresha.
It's not. First of all, I mean this, that Gemara didn't know, this is a form of an expression. But it doesn't mean whenever the Gemara asks the Kashi, and then the Gemara gives the Teretz, that one Ameire was sitting on one side of the table, and the other Ameire was sitting at the other side of the table, and the Ameire was sitting at one side of the table, only as Kashis, and the other Ameire was sitting at the other side of the table, gave the Rutsi. It's like, Manishtano Alayla Azem Kolalelis. So, the one who asks, when he asks, he knows the Teretz, Avodim Olin Lefarim Mitzrayim. But that's the way it's formulated. And Reb Chaim says that that's Mizraisi Me'akiv. It has to be in the form of questions and answers. Vigarit Levincho, and not only Levincho, even Latzme, he has no children, he has no wife, he performs the Seder, he celebrates the Seder by himself, he also has to say Manishtano, and then he has to say Avodim Olin. So that's the way it is formulated in the Gemara. So the Gemara is Kashi. So the Gemara is the Kashi. And then the Gemara gave the Teretz. And the Gemara gave the Teretz. But it doesn't mean that the Amir West didn't know. And then another Amir, he found out, discovered. But certainly here, even if we were to assume that sometimes when the Gemara is the Kashi, and then the Gemara is the Teretz. So then it's really one Ameire is two separate Amroim, and one Ameire didn't know, and the other Ameire did know was Mechadesh, but here Rove gave the Teretz זה מיסאסי קורי. So the Gemara is a kash against Rove, and then the Gemara gives it teretz. So there's a pshat in Rove. It's not that Rove didn't know, and then somebody tried to win the Yashiv. So whatever the Gemara says is the end, that's explanatory of Rove. So since according to the end, the Maskone, so it's based upon Lechas Machshebes. I mean, Lechas in Tzichel Gufo. So then, that's, so Rove meant Lechas in Tzichel Gufo. And not Psikrei Shel Yich Beslein. So there is a stira between the thesis Divar Maschel, Nisasiko Yisitlos Nishomei, and the thesis Divar Maschel, Tzichel Yichelei Keichelei Tzichel. There is a stira. I want to mention Reb Chaim, which is a very basic Reb Chaim, the most basic Reb Chaim in Hilchos Shabbos. In the Sefer, there are no other Reb Chaims, but there are other Chiddush Torah of Reb Chaim in Hilchos Shabbos. I think this is the most basic Reb Chaim. With that Yisod, we can understand many, 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 many Gemaras and many, many Rishon. What's that?
The Reb Chaim discusses that thesis. The Gemara says, "Dorashin mischavein, dalkin by choyt kecholik." Machleik is tanikamur blazma Reb Tzodik. And thesis says it doesn't mean any mechavim. It means lochashin tzchul gufo. So lochashin tzchul gufo can also be called in mechav. In mechav. So there is a stir. Now, where's the Rambam? Yud in the Shabbos Halach Yuzay. Hamafis Chim Bi Shabbos Hilharchit Pi Anako Ki Derech Shorif In Eisin Sheim Ischavim Lefu Leharchit Pi Anako Hari Zechayev Mishumaki Bi Patish Shezui Milechis Arif Vi Nefis Ol Eisin Men Aleich Shebo Hari Zemuta. That's Igmore in Shabbos Daf Gimel. Then Dafku Zion on the base. So the alochi is that Hamafish Shchim B'Shabbes. Mafshim Shabbos means if somebody has a wound, he has a mark, and then he squeezes out the pus. There's a lot of pus that comes out, and then the doctor squeezes out the pus from the mark. So it all depends. Sometimes the doctor squeezes out the pus because he wants to squeeze out the pus. It's a source of trouble, of infection, all kind of things. That's all. Sometimes he squeezes out the pus because in order to cure the marker, he has constantly, day after day, for a number of days, put in a certain medication, a certain medicine, on top of the cut of the wound. Some melee, there has to be empty space in which to put in the medicine. So he squeezes out the pus, not just to squeeze out the pus, but in order to form an opening in which he'll be able to put in medicine and to take out medicine, a Pesach lachnos leis. So if he does it in order to form an opening, lachnos leis, then he's chayev. Either Mishbeine or Mishmakipatish, Rashi mentions Beine, and the Rambam mentions Makipatish, that's not our concern.
But if the kavone of the doctor is just to squeeze out the pus, so then there is no isar raise, and it's even muta. It's even muta. Even muta. That's one Rambam. Then a similar Rambam in regard to Tzede is in Perek Yud, Halocha Chofet. Rimosi mamazikin genechoshin veakrovin v'chayezibem hafalpishin oremisin heilvineishchin muta lotzi deisam b'shabes v'hushin ischavin leinotzil min shechosam keizat v'eise keif ekli aleyen omakif aleyen keishchon kidei shalo yazikon. So, if you have Moshe Mazik in the Chosh, suppose there is no Pekach Nefesh. No Chosh is not Pekach Sakon Nefesh, because the Mishnah Baruch says, Afil no Chosh Kol Chalikrei, it is not allowed to interrupt the Shminas. So the Gemara says, Lo Yishonu Le No Chosh. No Chosh is not Sakon Nefesh. No Chosh is a non-poisonous snake. Go to the gardens. So no, he won't die from it. But an akhov, poisonous snake, so he's allowed to interrupt and to ask for help, even though the pikuch nefesh is there. Now here the Rambam says, Nechoshim, he says akhovim. Akhovim is a poisonous snake. But akhovim, there can be a situation where there's no sakos nefesh either. Who tells him to stay here? Let him run away from that place. Oh, he wants to stay here. He wants to stay here, but he doesn't want to be bitten by the akrov. So you couldn't say pikach nefesh. Hey, let him run away. He wants. Let him go away. So here it's mutar, and even if it's a nochosh, a non-poisonous snake, so even if he's bitten by the nochosh, he won't die. He'll have a little pain, but he won't die. So there's no pikach nefesh. So if he does it only linotzul mishechoson, he puts a keel on it, or he ties it, so kidei shalo yaziku, so mele it's muta. But if he does it in order to trap it for good, so then he's chay. So these two aloches are mentioned in the Gemara Daf Kuzayin. But the Gemara mentions it, the reason is why it's muter. Rav says, because Melochoshin is Tzricha Ligufo is Potter. But it's also the Rabbanon, some in Mele, under these circumstances, Lignotzel min Shechoson, or to cure the Maki. So then he shouldn't have Tzar, he shouldn't be sick, even though the Bechot Nefesh, so it's muter. Daf Kuzayin. Confining the base. The 14th line from the end of the omelet, that confining the base. Had suddenly said, "Chayev, man tane omar Rav Yudah omar Rav Reb Shimoni, the omar melocha shen tzichel guf patara, iki de maslaho." Hamafis Musa Bishabes, im laslo pechayim lismelecha poter. Man tane om ravil marav reb shimini, the morochosh in tzchol gufo poter aleo. So if it's lismelecha, so then it's morochosh in tzchol gufo. If it is laslo pe, it's morochosh in tzchol gufo. But if lismelecha, it's morochosh in tzchol gufo. Vikei masla ho, atzot nochosh. Bishabes in Mesasik Bishkanu Potter in Fuhr Chai Mantan Omer Avile Marav Reb Shimon Moch in Tzchol Guf Potter Alev. So the Magni who says that? Rav, and Rav Paskins like Reb Shimon Moch in Tzchol Guf Potter. So we understand, if his mouth is moose, in order to squeeze out the pus, not last it's repaired, so it's a mochosh and tzchilgufo. And if he ties a nochosh, or he puts a kele, on top of the Nochosh, thereby preventing him from biting. So it's in Lochosh and Tzchel Gufo. But the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda in Lochosh and Tzchel Gufo is chaye. So it's in Lochosh and Reise and Pekach Nefesh it isn't. So why does the Rambam pasken that? There's the Magid Mishnes. There's the Magid Mishnes Kashi. So Reb Chaim mentions another Gemara. Is there a Gemara Tzvises here? No. No Gemara Tzvises. Um Aleph increases at the bottom. Ton Rabon, Chaytik Echolim B'Shabes Chayv Chatz. Chaytik Echolim B'Shabes means he stirs the Echolim. He has a whole a number of Gecholim, one on top of the other. So he starts stirring it. So the heretofore upper Gecholim are pushed down, and the heretofore lower Gecholim are pushed up. Naturally, if the heretofore upper Gecholim, which were very hot, so are pushed down, so he lowers the temperature, the heat, he reduces the heat of the heretofore upper Gecholim. So he's mechabed. He's mechabed the heretofore upper Gecholim. And the heretofore lower Gecholim, he puts them up. So then he raises their temperature. He escalates their heat. So he's mavad tachteinis. And he is mechabed el yengus. Sachet yichol mishabes chayv chatz. Only one chatz that he comes as. Rav Shimon Elozar in Anushim, Rav Sodek, chayv shtay, b'nei shemechabes el yengus, m'abas dachtenis. So you more as the kashim may ask him, I diko mechav mechabes u ahav yir, my time in on the portal. If his kavon is to the bowl, to be mechabe the here to four tachtein elyenis, and to be mavia the here to four tachtein elyenis. So why does Tanakama say he's only chai one chatos? Tanakama should also agree with Rabbi Zoksan. El the loiko mechab lavi, el ifiska from his only to be mechabe the here to four elyenis, but not to be mavia the here to four tachtein elyenis. But the melee is done. So it's a Doroshim Yishchave. So what's the time of Rav Tzodek and Yishchayev Shtayim? Ma'el kum cham lave ma'i tani man mechayev ta'a. So Rav Lezer, Rav Tchani Nidam et Havaye, kish Yishchave Mirvis and Yenes, ki lehaver es tachtenes. Even though the expression in the Gemara is ki lehaver es tachtenes, but Rashi explains it, that he didn't intend the avor es tachtenes. He was mischaving to mechabed elyenes. He wanted that the heretofore elyenes should be less hot. Mimele, he was mavir also agavuche the heretofore tachteinis tamikames sova mikalkul vavore poter. Because since he didn't intend to consume to be mavele tachtenes, so it's a mikal. When somebody, let's say, makes a fire because he wants heat in the house, so then you cannot say mikal, he's misaki, he makes it warm. But here he's not interested in being in the avor of the tachtenes. So maybe he's mikal keo, bavore, so that's why he's pota pavor. And Rav Lezer Rav Tzodek, Komachaye, so that he holds that Mikalkul Ba'avor is Chayev. This is a machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda and Dedi. V'chein, Omer Rabbi Yechon, Napach Shomri Smith, So his mitzvah is need of pechomim, of fuel. So mele, he's interested in being mechabe the alienes in order that he should be nase pechom. Om Rabbi Yechanat Khan is galstam shaloch azu. Now until Rabbi Yomir, so the Yikers is. So until Rabbi Yechanan explained it with Napashonu, so he didn't know the time of the Saloch. Abu Barab Rav Hanani Barab Nanat Havaye, she gave. Shenishabim Bir Bishlavia. So that they come, it holds like Rabbi Yisi, that Avor Elav Yotzes. So there is no skillet, there is no chorus for Avor, there is only Elav. So Mele, there is no Chatos Bishayik. For Rabbi Yisrael, Rabbi Shodik, Sovalo, Krab Nosun, Nama, Avor Lechalik Yotzes. So there is a Chi of Chatos. Rob Omer Lahagdim, Kibinai. Rav Asham, that's our concern. Rav Asham, Arkegen, Shenishabim, Lir Beis, Vehuvu, Malayim. That the machleikel between Tanakam and Lezer of Tzodek has reference to the case where his kavonis was to mechaved elyenes, but meila gavuche the tachtenis were moving. With Tanakam is so balok Reb Shimon the mother of mischaven pota, since he was not mischaven to be mavia. The tachtenis so is not chayev mishumavor. So this is S.C.I.K.A.S.H. Monefshach, what does the price deal with? Does the price deal with the case where it's psychiatric? Even though his kavone was just to mechabe the yinis, not to be mavia the tachtinis, but it's a psychiatric that is a result of stirring the gaholim, so it necessarily the heretofore tachtene isl bimuga. So made Reb Shimon psikreish. So how can he well say it and the kamis over? Like Reb Shimon Dorosh and Mishavim is pota. And if the price is up to the case where there is no psikreish, so how does Reb Lezer Reb Tzodek say Dorosh and Mishavim is chayv? After all, tastes in Yumein, in Shabbos, in Perikiro, most Rishenim, and according to many Rishenim, it's Givor Mufreshes in Yumet of Lamed Beis, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel, that Shano Osom Dimlechas Machsheves Osoto, that Rav Yude who says Dorosh and Nishav and Yishayev, so only in Kolatir Kule Yishayev, but by Shabbos is Potter because Dimlechas Machsheves, so the Monev Shech, if here there is an union of Psychreshe, so Tanekame should also be Mechayev. If it's not a psychreish, so Rav Lezer Rav Tzodek truly agrees with Rav Yude, but here by Shabbos he should be put. So Teisa says here it is reference to the case where there is a psychreish. So then the Kashi is so why does Tanya come and say the Rosh Mishchavim is put there? The Rosh Mishchavim doesn't mean the Rosh Mishchavim. It means Melocha Shem Tzchilegof. The other Rav Shim is Aloch. If the Rambam would explain the Gemara like this, yes, so then the Rambam should pass on like a blessed Barab Tzodek, because the Rambam passed on like a Yude, Dovash, the Mlochshin Tzodek, Israel, let's see the Rambam. No, I'm looking now. I'm so absent-minded the Shabbos. The Tumim, the crazy place in Milchas Treifes mentioned a story, that there is a Tshuva Chamtzvi about the same case. A woman opened up the chicken, and then she saw that the chicken had no heart. The whole child. Is the chicken muteres b'achil or not? So the Tumim said that it's muteres b'achil for a simple reason, that the chicken couldn't live without a heart. So that means that somebody must have taken out, after the Shchita, must have taken out the heart, and then he sold it out in such an artistic way that it's not Mika. Somebody must have taken out. The printer must have omitted it. You can claim another Chelik HaRambam from the
Mitzvah.
It should be together with Tarek, but this one does not have Kotch.
It has.
That's Roim avoid the Korbanos.
And the Tare?
And Tahara.
Also, in Perek Zayin, which is Gogis Halachi Veit, Hachiti Gechol Nishabesh Umechabes Elienis, Umadlikes Tachtenis, Im Nishavim Lirbis Lahavi Chayv Zayin. But suppose he was not Mamish Nishavim Lirbis Lahavir, so he's Chayv only Achas. If the Rambam had explained the Gemore, so he passes like a Tanakam and Atrabas Barfer. If the Rambam had explained the Gemore like Teisves, so Teisves says that when the Gemore says Tanikame holds that Dovashem Yishavim is Poter, he doesn't mean Dovashem Yishavim is Poter. He means Melochashem Tzricho Ligufo is Poter. But the Rambam paskens like Rabbi Yehuda, Melochashem Tzricho Yishayev, so he should pasken like a Blazer Bar Tzodek. Even if it was not Yishavim near Bishla Havir, should be Chayev. So it is obvious that the Rambam is Chilik on this. So then the question arises. And the Rambam Shita is also the Shita of Moshe Shemin, that by Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, Dorashim Yishavim, if it's not a psikreishe, so then he is Poter because it's not Melechus Machsheves. So Rabbi Chaim says as follows, that there is a basic distinction between Rabbi Shimon's din of Dorashim Yishavim and Kolatei Kule and Rabbi Yehuda's din, that by Shabbos Dorashim Yishavim Nidereise is Poter because it's not Melechus Machsheves. According to Rabbi Shimon, that there is a din Kolatei Kule, Dovashim Yishavim is Muter, so there is a halacha of kavone. In other words, every maisi iser is only a maisi iser if it is coupled with kavone. But if a person does a certain maisi iser without kavone, it's not a maisi aver. It applies to Shabbos also. So it's a din of kavone, of intention. Mashein kin, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that in Kol HaTere Kule, Dovashim Yishavim Yishayim, Dovashim Yishavim Yishayim in Kol HaTere Kule. So, that means if a nozia will with his hand straighten out his hair and he'll tear out hair, it'll be chayim. If Edim will be masrim, it'll be chayim. So, but by Shabbos, if a will be made, if somebody will walk on grass on Shabbos, even if he plucks out grass, he'll be Poter. Why? Because it's not Lechus Machsheves. So Lechus Machsheves does not imply a loch of kavone. According to Rav Shimon, there is an element of kavone. If kavone is lacking, it's not a maizaver. According to Rav Yudin, Kolatere Kule, without kavone, is chayev. So by Shabbos, there is no requirement of kavone either. But by Shabbos there is a loch of Melechus Machsheves, like the Morim Bovokame at the end of the second period. Who is having Nachas Nebzecheike Leika Bovishocho? The Shabbos is Poter. Melechus Machsheves Ateo. If I have a handkerchief in my pocket, other things in my pocket, many things in my pocket, and I don't know that I have it in my pocket, and I walk in Rosh Hashanah the whole day, I have no Ma'aseh here, because the element of idea is lacking. So it's not a question of kavone, of intention. It's a question of idea. So mele, by walking on grass and Shabbos, well, there is no obscuration. Sometimes you pluck out grass, sometimes you don't pluck out grass. So even if you did pluck out grass, but the element of idea is lacking. Idea means you know as a certainty. But if you know it as a possibility, that's not idea. That's not the idea. Mashin came in the case where there is a psikreche, so then you know it as a certainty. So the Rambam Shita is like the Och. The psikreche liach pesleh is considered in the Schab. He doesn't have to agree fully with the Och. The Och says it even on the Rabbon level. For the Rambam, maybe the Rambam will say it only on the Reiser level. But, on the Rambam, but for our purpose, it's a question whether it's chayv to chatoyis or one chatoyis. So with the Reise, on the Reise level, the Rambam certainly agrees with the Och. The Doroshim Mishamim Psikreishet Leich Peslei is not considered Misham with the Reise. So merely the element of Kavone is lacking. Mashinkin, according to Reb Yude, who says in Kolatere Kule, Doroshim Mishamim is chayv even without the Psikreishet. But by Shabbos, if there's no Psikreishet, then he's maybe he's potter because the element of Yediyah is lacking. Because idea means you have to know it as a certainty, not as a possibility. So that's only shayach when there is no psikreishet. But if there is a psikreishet, but it's psikreishet liach peslei, so you don't know it as a certainty. You certainly know it as a certainty. So it's melachas machsheves. So that's why the Gemara says Tamikame holds like Reb Shimon Doroshim Mishavim is Mutar Kolatekule. May the Reb Shimon Psikreishe is only Psikreishe Nichale, not Psikreishe Tilayich Peslei. But Reb Lezer Reb Tzodik holds like Reb Yude, Doroshim Mishavim Nichayim Kolatekule. But without the Psikreishe by Shabbos, he's Potter, because the element of Yediyah is like him. But here there is a Psikreishe, so the element of Yediyah is not lacking. Some Mele, we can answer the Magid Mishnah's Kashi against the Rambam. The Magid Mishnah's Kashi is, Rav says that Kuf Zayin on the base in Shabbos, that the reason is why Mapis Mus is Muter, because Rav passes like Rav Shimon. The answer is, Rav in Daphne Malef in Kiro says, and that Kuf Zayin in Shabbos, Rav the Gemara says, that Rav passes like Rav Yudin in Kolatere Kule. The Dovoshin Mishavim is Chayv Kolatekule. But he passes like Rav Shimon in Melochashin Yitzchali Gufo. Shmuel says just the reverse. Shmuel passes like Rav Shimon in Dovoshin Mishavim Kolatekule, it's Muter, but he passes like Rav Yude in Melochashin Yitzchali Gufo is Chayv. That's the reason as to why the Rambam passes like Rav Yude, because he passes like Shmuel. Most Rishonim, the Ramban, the Rashbo, the Tur, the Rosh, they pass like Rav Shimon in both halachas. But Rav happens to pass like Rav Shimon in Melochash in Tzichali Gufo, and in Kolatere Kule in Dovashim Mishavim, he passes like Rav Yude in Dovashim Mishavim Mishayv. And Rav Shmuel happens to pass like Rav Shimon in Doroshim Mishavim Kolatekule it's Muter, and like Rav Yude in Melochashin Tzchali Gufo. So Mele, we can answer the Kashi. The Gemara says Ali B'de Rav, since Rav paskens like Rav Yude in Kolatekule Doroshim Mishavim Mishayev, but by Shabbos he's made his potter because it's not Melach Shabbos, that's only when there is no psikreishe altogether. But where there is a psikreishe, then he's chayev. So why is Mapis Mulse or Tzod Nochosh Lehatzilim Mishachosei Muter? Because Rav Paskens like Rav Yude Melach Shabbos Gufo. Mashink in the Rambam who Paskens like Shmuel, then Shmuel Paskens like Rav Shimon Doroshim Mishavim is Muter and Kolatekule, and Melochashin Tzchali Gufo is Chayev, so he can mention the term of Doroshim Mishavim. But Gemara mentions it Ali B'de Rav, and Rav couldn't mention Psikreishe Liach Peslei. That's only true Ali B'de Rav Shimon. With that we can answer this theory between the two tases. This is Rav Chaim. But with that we can answer this theory between the two tases. Because Teisves in the Baramas Misasei Nishome says that when the Gemara says Misasei, when the Gemara says Misasei, so the Gemara means
The Gemara means Dovashim Mischavon in Kolatere Kure. Why is it Misaseik? Why is it Dovashim Mischavon Vazi Psikreshe? So it's like Yoruch, Psikreshe Liyach Vesle. Mashein Kein, Teis Vesli Baramaslo, Tvei Nichol Yech Leitzel Tzivei, Pirishat Hagav Psikreshe Meir Rebshimin, Ochem Mishlomoch Tzol Gufo. So it's a stire, well, no stire, because the Braise has to accord with Rav and Shmuel. When Tanekame says, Hatzot Chlozim Vapeis Nechayiv La'achas, so, but not Chayiv Mishmutuos Nishome, it has to accord with Rav and with Shmuel. So according to Shmuel, who paskens like Rav Yudeh, Mloch Hashem Tzchil Gufo is Chayiv, so the reason couldn't be because of Mloch Hashem Tzchil Gufo, because Mloch Hashem Tzchil Gufo is Chayiv. So the reason, according to Shmuel, the time of the Tanakhama has to be because it's Dovashim Yishchavim, Tzikrei Shalich Vesley. But the price Tanakhama has to accord with Rav too. And Rav Paskins like Rav Yehuda in Dovashim Yishchavim, that in Kol HaTikul is Chayiv. And by Shabbos is potter because it's not Berach Nasheves, but that's only when there is no Tzikrei Shalich. But when there is a Tzikrei Shalich, then the element of idea is there. So why does Hanekame say he's not Chayiv Tzilus Neshome? So according to Rav, according to Rav, the reason must be because Meloch Hashem Tzichel Legufo. So in other words, the Tesis Dibra Masmas Hashem Neshome explains Hanekame's din according to Shmuel, and the Tesis explains that the Nekam is Deen according to Rav. So there is no cash. Right. We'll continue. What is that?
It's not necessary for the Gemara to explain the Din of Masasa, the leader of Yehuda, or Yehuda alone.
That will discuss, because Rabbi Yehuda himself is involved in that. Oh, so there's the next thing. Yeah, that's difficult. That will discuss something. I'm sorry, I can't. Left off the Gemara, Chol Kama Giz B'Nishoma Tvei Nichalei Keichad Litzal Tzivei. And I mentioned the Reb Chaim. This Reb Chaim is a very basic Reb Chaim, because many were masik on that Reb Chaim. Now, so we answer the stire between Teisves Dibar Maschu Tvei Nichalei Keichad Litzal Tzivei and Tesis Divara Maschul. I mean, there are two, both Divara Maschuls is Keichali, but one Divara Maschul is Tvei Nichali Yerel Tzivei, and the other Divara Maschul is not the Tesis Divara Maschul Misasiko is Tils Nishome, and the Tesis Divara Maschul Tvei Nichali Keichali Yerel Tzivei. So in the Tesis Divara Maschul Misasiko is Tils Nishome, Tesis says that Nisaseik means the general din of Dovashin Mischavim in Kolatere Kula. So then what is the pshat in the Gemara Tvei Nichal Ekehelis Tzivei? So like the Och. But then the Tesis Divara Maschul Tvei Nichal Ekehelis Tzivei, he says that the pshat in Tvei Nichal Ekehelis Tzivei is Meloch Hashem Tzichel Gufo. So it's a stira in the Menei Ubei. And we cannot say the first taste has reference to the Havamine, and the second taste has reference to Maskoni. Because it's not the Havamine Maskoni. The first taste has reference to Rovis Teretz, and the Gemara has the Kashi against Rovis Teretz. And then the Gemara gave it Teretz. So whatever the Gemara says at the end, that's the Pshat and Rove. So Mele, it's not that Havamine and the Maskoni. If the Dvara Maschul had been Vavai V'Rovid Amrit Avaye, all right. But even then, it's not Shayach, because it's not Hava Mine Maskone, one Ameire held one way and the other Ameire told him something else. It's like, as I said Friday, it's like when we say Manishtana Azemikola Lele, so the one who asks Manishtano, let's say especially when the father himself asks Manishtano, And so then he knows already the Teres. He sees Masiv Machshavet Chilo. So Mele, here when the Gemara is the Kashe, for Abaye, the Rovet Amet Abaye, made a few secrets on the Omis. And then the Gemara says, Shan Hoche, the Kamad, the Bin Shomet Tzvei, Nichol, Yichol, Yichol, Tzvei. So it doesn't mean that one Ameire didn't know and then the other Ameire told him the Teretz. It's the same Ameire who said it, but he formulated it in terms of Shaila and Tshuva. Like the one who says, Man ishtano shele atzmei, the Rambam says, suppose he doesn't have children, he doesn't have a wife. So shele atzmei, and then he gives the Teretz. So when he shele atzmei, he already knows the Teretz. So here, when the Gemara has the Kashe Vabai, Rovet Am Tavaye, the Gemara knew is the same Ameire. It's not that one Ameire was sitting on one side of the table and the other Ameire was sitting on the other side of the table. And one Ameire didn't know he has Kashes and the other Ameire knew. Chas v'sholem. And then, here, it's not the Teisves is Dibar HaMaslom, Isaskos, Tils, and Shome. There's the memory of Rove. Rove certainly knew when he said Misasikus Lenishome. So he knew the Pshat is Kol Kamadiz Ben Nishome Tvei Michal Yichol Yis Tzivi. That's what the Gemara is saying, Pshat and Rove. So he cannot say the first day's verse explains the Havamine, the second day's verse explains Maskon. Because the Maskon is explanatory of Rove. So we give it with the Reb Chaim, we answer that still. I think it's a very good shot because there is the same way as Reb Chaim answers Magid Mishnah's Kashi, in the same way, because there is a machleket between Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah and two halachas. One machleket is a general machleket, in Kolate Rekule, Shabbos included. So Reb Yudah says in Kolat Rekule Dovash Mischab Mischayet, and Reb Shimon says in Kolat Rekule Dovash Mischab Mismuta. Then there is a machlekes in Shabbos Melocha Shemitzrich Leguf. So in Kolat Rekule everybody agrees there is no such aloche of Melocha Shemitzrich Leguf. But by Shabbos Reb Shimon says Melocha Shemitzrich Leguf is poter and Reb Yudah says that he is chayiv. Now, so Gemara in Kiro Daf Memalev mentions the machlekes between Rav and Shmuel. Rav paskens in respect to the general machlekes in Kolat Rekule. Rav paskens like Reb Yudah. The Dovashin Mischavim is chayiv. Dovashin Mischavim is chayiv. And but in the Shabbos the Kemachlekes between Rav Yudah and Rav Shimon, where the Melachos and Tzrul Gufa is Chayev or Poter, Rav Paskens like Rav Shimon and Melachos and Tzrul Gufa is Poter. And Shmuel says just the reverse. In the general Machlekes between Rav Shimon and Rav Yudah, Stuart and Kater Ekule, Doshin is Chavin is Muter, or it's Chayev, so Shmuel Paskens like Rav Shimon. And in the special machlekes in Shabbos between Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah is whether Lochash and Tzul Gufo by Shabbos is Chayv or Poter, Shmuel paskens like Reb Yudah. That is the reason as why the Rambam paskens in the special machlekes, the Shabbos machlekes, he paskens like Reb Yudah that Lochash and Tzul Gufo is Chayv, and in the general machlekes between Reb Shimon and Reb Yudah, Dorosh Mischam is Muter or Oser. So he paskens like Reb Shimon and Dorosh Mischab Mizmuta. Now, in because the Rambam paskens like Shmuel in everything, but most Rishenim pasken like Reb Shimon in both, even though it's neither like Reb Rav, neither like Shmuel, but it's two separate machlekes. So in respect to the general machlekes between Reb Yudah and Reb Shimon, so most Rishenim paskin like Reb Shimon, because many Stam Gemores are like Reb Shimon, that Dorosh Mischav Mimutok HaKule, Nozer Chayfi from Faspeis, and many other Gemores. So, and in the special machlokes in Shabbos, so they also paskin, like Reb Shimon, that Moresh and Tzchul Gufa is Potter. Also because there are many Gemores. One Gemore is this Gemore. Kishan Hochel Kamadid Bishomet Tzvim Yichalei. So that means that stomach Reb Shimon. And then another Gemore is Kambare de Kambare de Chavrei. So Tesis explains that Tesis Menageshenim Be'ar de Chavrei Tzimloresh and Tzchul Gufa. And many other Gemores. Many other Gemores. But the Rambam and all the Rishonim agree that in respect to the general machlekes in Kolatere Kule, as to whether Dovashim is Chavi in Kolatere Kule is Chayev, or Dovashim is Chavi in Kolatere Kule is Muter, so all the Rishonim agree that we pass like Reb Shimon, Dovashim is Chavi is Muter in Kolatere Kule. The only Rishon, it's not our Inyan, but I just want to mention, the only Rishon who paskins like a beauty in Kolatere Kule, Dovashim is Chavin is Osea, is the Shiltes. The Shiltes, Tesis mentions the Shiltes Shite, in Shmini Shlosim. But in the Shiltes Yachid, I mean, no one is Cheshish. Among the Poskim, no one is Cheshish. So then according to Shiltes, we should be Machmir in Kolatere Kule. But there's a Shiltes Shite. Teisves, daf kuf yud amet beis. Teisves di beramasful tamud lima vartzachem lisasu. Mikem kodorish. Vod oma begige shawas ben zei me maul is fusi kalbe omu lo vartzachem lisasu. This gemore has reference to the iser of seals. There is a law not to be misari. It's not only a human being you're not allowed to sterilize. But even a chaye behime, you're not allowed to castrate or sterilize a dog or a cat. I mean, unfortunately, there are some Jews, I mean, usually, shame of the mitzvahs, Jews are shame of the mitzvahs, don't keep a dog in their house. That's the usual thing. But, I don't know whether to say fortunately or unfortunately, there are a number of shame of the mitzvahs, Jews, I mean, Jews who are real Shem and Mitzvahs, who do keep a dog in the house. I mean, I'm not criticizing them. I mean, the Yisrael is only legato kelevra, but they don't consider the dog that they keep as a kelevra, they consider him as a kelev date. So there is no Yisrael, it's not. So there are a number of Shem and Mitzvahs, Jews, who keep a dog in the house. And when one keeps a dog in the house, so the universal practice in this country is to sterilize it. There's a universal practice. I mean, anyone, most, the overwhelming majority of those who keep a dog in the house, so they sterilize the dog. Yeah, right. I mean, this is what the experts advise them. I mean, this is it. So, some that involves love the rice. If you are misaris, the dog will sterilize the dog, you will have no love the rice.
Most of the cattle also they're misaris then.
Yeah. Who? The slaughterhouse?
The slaughterhouse, that's what somebody told me.
Yeah, all right. I mean, it's not also bachile. It's not also bachile. It doesn't affect. It doesn't affect us. Yeah, come. It doesn't affect us, but. All right, there's the situation. But anyway. It's a serious thing, it's a lot of the rice. There is malchus. If your misari is a cat or a dog, you are a male cat or a dog, a female, so is also the rice, but there is no malchus. But the Goyen says that there is a nis of the rice anyway. But a male, so there is a few malchus. But unfortunately, many Jews are nichsum. You don't even know that there is a child, because usually if the one who keeps a dog, even if the Shema Mitzvah is not a big one, I mean, there might be exceptions, but
usually is not very knowledgeable, so he doesn't even know. Once I told this certain man, he's a nice person, he's a real Shema Mitzvahs, but his mother, this, that, I mean, he's a doctor. He keeps it up, he keeps it up. And then, Agavurche, he was asking me another child. So Agavurche, he told me that he had two dogs, so then he had them both sterilized. It didn't even occur to his mind that there is a child. It's a love that rise. So that's the love. Where is the in Parsha Meir? He says, "Va'atzichem lisasu." In the Parsha Negei Korbanos. So then, "Va'atzichem lisasu." That's the love against being misaris. Any man, not just a human being, even an animal. So he says, "Kim forum shuz gav choy dachiv ha'guf imali be'er ma'chutar alai be'er zechol ha'shabar esos." The whole the same the karate, Hanikar, Krabude, the Omar Dovash and Shabin is Osir. In other words, the Shulti says that it's Osir, the Gemara says here that you cannot drink a Keisha Likrim. Keisha Likrim is a certain kind of a drug that has the side effect of sterilizing the person. So it's also. It's also, even though there is no malchus, because a malchus you're only chayev if you are misagas via dime, let's say you perform an operation. But if you take a pill whereby he becomes sterilized, so there's no malchus, but an isa there is. What is that? There is no het of glachayad here. But that's kirigome. So the Shulte says that this Gemara accords with Rabbi Yehuda. The other Doroshim Shamosa, the Afal Gav, the Kaimulon, the Shimon, the Shore, Haini Dafke, Bishabes, Mishum Dibinam Lechas Machsheves, Avo Bechoratere Kule, Sviron, Rabbi Yehuda. So the Shulte is the one Rishon, but it's a Shittes Yochit, no one is Rishish for that Shitte. Veinire Liri. So we see so many gemores that stame imply that imply that Allah is like Rav Shimon. So why does the gemore say it's also lishte is keisha likrim? After all, he is not klachiyat. Klachiyat is not going to do it. So what kind of a raya is it? Now, so what's the Shultes Raya? What's the Shultes Raya? The Shultes Raya, obviously, we have to say, I just mentioned it, that the Shultes agrees with Och, that the Psychreshal Lich Beslay is not considered Mishraven, and here is a Psychreshal Lich Beslay, it's simply Nichalay, because an average person who wants to be sterilized, so Mimele, he takes the Keisha Likrim for other reasons, because it's a cure against jaundice, but it has a side effect that it sterilizes the person. But he's not happy with it, so it's certainly, it's not Nichale, it's Leich Pesle, and even more, even Nichale, but as we mentioned Friday, in Kotele Kule, there is no distinction between Psychreisha Leich Pesle and Psychreisha Nichale, only Gabi Shabbos, so there is a difference. So anyway, so that's probably the reason as to why. So the Shultes apparently agrees with the Shita Sol. So that's why he deduces from this that halacha is Rabbi Yehuda. Halacha is Rabbi Yehuda. And only by Shabbos, but there are so many gemaras by Shabbos that Dorosh Mischavim is Muta. So only by Shabbos, because by Shabbos, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's Muta Midrashi, because it's not Melaches Machsheves, but it's only Osea Midrabonon. So since only Shaila Midrabonon, so we pasken the Dovash Mischavim is Muta. But whether the Shaila Midrashi, then we pasken like Rabbi Yehuda, the Dovash Mischavim is Osea and Chaim. But that's the Shittas Yochid. I don't know of any other vision who agrees with the Shite of the Shultas. And I don't know any one of the Poskim who should paskin that one should be Machmir. According to Shultas, you have to be Machmir, let's say. In Kvatere Kule, Klai Mech, Ksus Mech, Gdarakon. I don't know of a single Pesik who should be Machmir because of the Shultas Shite. So that's the Shittas Yochid. Mashein Kei, in regard to the question of Malacha Shenitzrich Oligufo, so two most Rishenim Paschal like Rav Shimon, but there are a number of Rishenim who agree with the Rambam that we Paschal like Rav Yudin Malacha Shenitzrich Oligufo. Anyway, there is a Machlekes between Rav Yudin and Rav Shimon is in Kotel Kule. So Rav Shimon says in Kotel Kule, Dovashim Mischavi is Muta, and Rav Yehuda says, Ischaid Dovashim Mischavi Kotel Kule, and then there is a special Machlokes in Shabbat between Rav Yehuda and Rav Shimon says by Shabbat, Dovashim Tzvul Gufo is Potter, and Rav Yehuda says, Ischaid. So Rav Paskins like Rav Shimon, Dovashim Tzvul Gufo, and like Rav Yehuda in Kotel Kule, in Dovashim Mischavi. Shmuel paskins just the other way, that in like Rav Shimon in Kolat Rekule, and like Rav Yehuda in Dovo Shein in Mlocha Shein Tzrich Oligufo de Yishchayv. And the Rambam paskins completely like Shmuel, whereas Teisves paskins like Rav in the Galt Mlocha Shein Tzrich Oligufo, like Rav Shimon, and in the Gaut Mulochoshi to Doroshim Ischabe Vatre Kule, he passes like Shimon, like Rav Shimon, that is Muta. Alright, so I say, 1 second, please.
This is passes like Rav Shimon all the time.
Yeah, like Rav Shimon. So I said, this is how we can reconcile the two tastes. Tastes, the Baram Asr Misaskutstun Shomo, he explains called Misasei can the basis of Doroshim Mischavi. But it's a psikreshe, the answer is like the Oruch, at least on the Reise level, not necessarily on the Rabbono level. So it's like the Ring Suves who agrees with the Oruch on the Reise level, the Doroshim Mischavi, that psikreshe lichbes leim the Reise is Muta. Reise is Muta. And then, so that is in Dibram Maslow is Hasikut and Shoma. But Tasteless in Dibram Maslow, Fenich Lichus Tzivei, he explains the Gemore, Kol Kamodiz bin Shoma, Fenich Lichus Tzivei, on the base of Lachan Tzolgofa. So he says, Tire. So I said, no, because this Tane Kame, who says, Hatzot Chalozim Vapetz in Echai Vlachas, Mishum, which achas, his chayv achas, only mishum tzede, but mishum tzulis nishomenat. Why mishum tzulis nishomenat? Tzulis nishomenat, because even though it's a psikreche, kol kamo diz bin nishomet tzvei, nichalei keichar leitzal tzede. So he explains it on the basis of Dovashem Mishraven, and because psikreche liach beslei. So that's Alibe Dishmua, because Tanekames Memre, that has said, Chalozen Vapeitzi, Zonu Chayim Mishum Tzeyde, Natan Shukos Nishome, has to accord with Shmuel and Rav. So, So as far as Shmuel is concerned, we have to explain it on the Kame on the basis of Dorosh Mizravim. We cannot explain it on the basis of Lorosh and Tzuchul Gufor, because Shmuel paskins like Rav Yudim Lorosh and Tzuchul Gufor. So how does it on the Kame? And the Tanakame's din is al bid hilchase. So how can the Tanakame? How can Tanakame say he's only chayev mishum tzeide, he's not chayev mishum mitzvos yishomer, because lochas and tzchul gufor? No, Shmuel says that alochi is like Rabbi Yehuda in lochas and tzchul gufor, he's chayev. And this Tanakame has to accord with the view of Shmuel also. So that's why Tesis and the Barmasim Sazer and Shomo explains it on the basis of Dorosh Mizravim, because it's a creationally obviously. But then the other Tesis says that Tanakame has to be explained on the basis of Lochas and Tzchul Gufor in order to explain the Tanakame alibi de Rav, because Rav paskens like Rav Shimon Lochas and Tzchul Gufor. And so how can the Tanakame say that he's potem shintos and shome? So we have to explain it on the basis of the Lochas and Tzchul Gufor. That's what we said fine. Now, let's see the Tesis. Hatzot chaloze. Liman di meikalei bishepotzi chai. Osi shab. Hodi nokat hatzot chaloze. Di derech lipeitze miyat. Achatzi. Kol zman shil chai. So the Mandoma who applies the price of Tzot Chalozim Vapei Shil Chai Valachas Mishum Tzede but not Mishlos Mishome, the Kol Mandoma who applies it to the Potzi Chai. So in Mele the question is the question is he should be Chai Mishlos Mishome if he crushed a living Chalozim thereby killing it. So he should be chuyim from tos neshame. So the answer is, hold on, look at that. One second. Hatzot chalozin di derech lepeitzim yad achat zede kol zman shil chai. Vi komashmo di af al pi she potze chai lo im chaye mishum tos neshame. Va fil lo imman di meikale ki she potze nes komashmo lon. So Bishleimei, if the price is reference to the case of Potzichai, then we understand why he mentioned it, Hatzot Chaloze, Vapeitze. So we know why he said Hatzot Chaloze, Vapeitze. The Derech Vapeitze, Yad HaTzede, Kol Zman Shochai, Vikomashmon Dafal Pishe Potzichai, loy mechayev mishum tol nesham v'afil man de meike min de meike loki shepotze nes. So komashmu on, so why does he, if it's kitrotze nes, so the only question is whether there is a chiyuv of dishe or not a chiyuv of dishe. So why does he mention it in connection with tzot chalozim hapitzeya chalozim nes? He wants to tell us machlekes between Tanakame.
A dead chalozim.
He wants to mention the machlekes between Tanakame and Rav Yude as to whether there is dishe by chalozim or not. So let him say, let Price say, hapitzeya chalozim mes. So ein chayev mishum dishe. Rav Yude ein chayev. Mishum Dishe. Why do they have to mention it in connection with Tzot? Yeah. But I feel among the makers was a mess. Komashmo Mechayim.